Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today we're talking about walking in supernatural favor. Someone once said, when God has selected you, it doesn't matter who has rejected or neglected you. God's favor outweighs all opposition. You are a winner in His sight. Well, that's a great quote. Before we get into the teaching, there are seven things we should purpose to do in our hearts today, try today, and the days that follow. First, believe in and expect continual supernatural moves of God in your daily life. Second, do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. Third, be a person of integrity even when no one else is around. Fourth, be a person of character instead of being a character. Fifth, live an Ephesians 6:8 lifestyle. That was fifth. Six, treat people the way we want to be treated. And seventh, position ourselves for His favor to flow through us to others. And that last point leads me to this teaching, walking in supernatural favor. Number one, praising God will give us favor. Praising God will give us favor. If we want to know how to move in God's supernatural favor, we'll find an amazing answer in Acts 2:47.
Acts 2, verse 47 in the King James Version. Praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for praising is G134, and it means praise, extol, to sing praises and honor to God, to allow, recommend, to promise, or vow. And praising comes from the Greek root word G136, and that means a saying, proverb, praise, laudatory discourse. When we begin to praise God, we change the spiritual atmosphere, wherever we are and whatever we're going through. If we feel like the hordes of hell have carpooled or are headed to our house, then just start praising God for what He's done and is doing in your life. Start with the basics. Thank God for being able to breathe on your own, to hear others speak and being able to speak so others can hear you. When words of praise start flowing from your lips, circumstances change. Adversaries flee. Thoughts are purified and energized by the Holy Spirit, which leaves a spiritual confidence with every person you meet. Second, when you accept a difficult assignment, you move in favor. If God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and He did, don't you think He knows every situation, circumstance you will be facing today and every other day on your journey through life?
Luke 1, verse 29 through 31 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But when she saw Him, she was greatly troubled and disturbed and confused at what He said and kept revolving in her mind what such a greeting might mean. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace, free, spontaneous, absolute favor and loving kindness with God. And listen, you will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you shall call His name Jesus." Why do you think Mary found absolute favor with God? Could it be because He knew her character well enough to know how she'd respond? In Luke 1, 34 and 35, and then 37 and 38, it says, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her."
Mary knew she'd never been with a man. So asking how this should be was a logical question. But she didn't say, this can't happen. It's never been done before. Her question was not one of doubt, but of inquiry. She knew there was something about to happen that she had never experienced before. Something beyond the natural realm. Something born of the Spirit. Mary, see, God counted on Mary being obedient when it wasn't convenient. God knew within Mary's heart she would agree to do something where her actions could be misunderstood, slandered, even at the risk of her own death. Why do you think the people didn't stone Mary to death as the law directed? It's because she was moving in the favor of God. Five verses before the angel reveals Mary, before the angel reveals her future to her, she is referred to as highly favored.
Luke 1, verse 28 says, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women."
Like Mary, you may be facing seemingly impossible circumstances or problems. But if you respond, despite the severity of the adversity, as simply as, "Be according to your word," then you too will be moving in supernatural favor. Number three, when you increase in wisdom, you increase in favor with God.
Luke 2, verse 52. "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man."
According to Strong's Concordance, wisdom is the Greek word Sophia. I'm laughing because it makes me think of our grand sugar, Sophia. Her name means wisdom. But according to Strong's Concordance, it means wisdom, broad and full knowledge of intelligence, the wisdom which belongs to men. But listen to this. The varied knowledge of things human and divine, acquired by acuteness and experience, and summed up with maxims and proverbs. The act of interpreting dreams and always giving the sagest advice. The intelligence evidence in discovering the meaning of some mysterious number or vision. Skills in the management of affairs, devout and proper prudence in intercourse with men and in not disciples of Christ, skill in discretion and imparting Christian truth. And lastly, the knowledge and practice of requisites for godly and upright living. It's the same Greek word found in Luke 21:15.
This in the Amplified Bible, and this is what Luke 21, verse 15 says, "For I myself will give you a mouth and such utterance and wisdom that all of your foes combined will be unable to stand against or refute." Can anybody say hallelujah? It's also used in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24 in the Amplified Bible, and it says, "But to those who are called, whether Jew or Greek, Gentile, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God." How do we get, you and I get, this wisdom? James 1, verse 5 merely says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Praise the Lord. Luke 2, verse 52 makes it clear there is an proportionate increase in favor as you increase in wisdom. Once again, we're reminded, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. If we want to walk in supernatural favor, we need to get and seek wisdom.
Number four, his irresistible charm will flow through you to other people. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the supernatural favor of God will flow through you.
Genesis 39, verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison.
While most believers will never find themselves confined in a prison with guards and tungsten steel wire fences, they may feel incarcerated by their surroundings, feeling that freedom, financial and otherwise, is just an elusive dream. No matter what circumstances you're facing, God will move you from the prison to the palace as his irresistible charm flows through you to change the hearts and attitudes of those around you, to change their hearts and attitudes toward you.
Acts 7, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And delivered him from all his distressing afflictions and won him goodwill and favor and wisdom and understanding in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who made him governor over Egypt and all his house. God will even give you favor with people who have tortured you, who've laughed at you, perhaps even enslaved you in their own ways. Exodus 12, verse 36, in the Amplified Bible says, the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they gave them what they asked, and they stripped the Egyptians of those things. God's Word translation of Exodus 12, verse 36 says it this way. So the Israelites stripped Egypt of its wealth.
So our prayer is for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you, giving you favor with every person you meet. Many of these people may not even know why they're giving you favor, but we'll know. We will know. I want you to write down this next sentence and say it over and over until it becomes engrafted in your spirit. Here it is. I declare the irresistible charm of Jesus, the irresistible charm of Jesus will flow through me today, will flow through me today, giving me favor, giving me favor with every person I meet. Let me say it again. I declare the irresistible charm of Jesus will flow through me today, giving me favor with every person I meet. Well, obviously, we're not going to finish today. We'll pick it up on tomorrow's call. Hallelujah. By the way, be looking for that letter we sent you about how to guarantee your financial prosperity. Go to haroldherring.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. While you're there, double-click the button at the top that says sow a seed, and just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, it's all we ever ask.
And keep thinking until tomorrow. Keep thinking those rich thoughts.
Happy trails. God bless you. Bye-bye.